Companies like International Chicken Restaurant Nando's have more than 1.4 million followers on Facebook and YouTube and thousands on Twitter. They use these social media platforms for selling various products and reaching new markets worldwide. Tedious Kasaira, a stockbroker based in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, believes that this kind of marketing is also being used by the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange in disseminating important stock market information.
They've seen launched their website and they've seen some benefits coming through. And us as the users, we actually find it easier to actually disseminate information to people or investors. Companies can now easily load information on those platforms, on their website, and anyone can access it. I think people are really aware on who are the people running companies, like the directors who know those now. Even if the company reports the results, I normally just put in newspapers, but it's not that everyone reads newspapers, but a lot of guys can access those now on the internet.
Mr. Kasaira says the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange is not fully utilizing social media like Twitter, Facebook, and others to highlight its activities.
If the management takes these things seriously, they will be able to help the company moving forward.
Albert Mandizwitsa, Chief Executive Officer of Pickford Management, a regional management firm based in Southern Africa, says in some cases this online marketing does not work.
We are using traditional media and electronic media. We are using like yokubatana.net. We use Facebook, but the uptake of Facebook and Twitter is so low when it comes to Zimbabwe. And you rarely get responses coming from those platforms. If you are to have a promotion on Facebook or Twitter or another electronic media, you don't get the response that you get compared to when you put an advert in the newspaper. People actually go and get the newspaper and physically read the newspaper.
He says there are many online challenges in countries like Zimbabwe.
You can even look at, for example, SMSing, which is used all over the world. Mass SMSing is not happening. Internet advertising is very, very low. So unless the cost of data goes down, we're likely to have a situation where the access levels remain low, because even if you've got the tab or the iPad, you rarely visit there because it will cost you a dollar or two to go to the internet. It will need some time for people to fully understand how to use these social media.
But the banking sector is believed to be effectively using social media to market online banking, which has become part of life among the rich and some sections of the middle class. Banker James Wade explains.
Given that this is where the world is going, the banking sector has realized that this is a platform that they can use to reach out to those corners where they are not able to reach out. And by so doing, you bring awareness at a cheaper cost. When you look at the EcoCash services and so on and so on, what happens is banks are able to leverage on the telecommunication network. You can enter into partnerships with telecommunication networks, leverage on that, and be able to offer even various transfer services, which are much cheaper and to some extent safer. This is a much better way because one is able to, even if you don't have a bank account, it means you are able to leverage on certain services like transferring money or making simple payments and so on and so on.
Mr. Wade believes that Zimbabwe's central bank needs to utilize the social media sphere in order to monitor the activities of the banking sector. And for Zimphone director Jerry Dube, Facebook, Twitter and other social media have become the backbone of his business. Mr. Dube uses these social media to sell phone cards, mobile phone units and other products.
Anyone, anywhere, can actually have a Zimbabwean number that is registered and connects directly to home. And someone within Zimbabwe can actually call you wherever you are, whether you're in the UK, in the US space, directly at the same rate they would otherwise call anyone who's also local in Zimbabwe. So essentially, we are local to local providers, and that's something that's unique in terms of the voice over IP space. As a matter of fact, we're simply leveraging the existing internet that you have access to actually allow you to connect more cheaply than otherwise you would if you use international service providers, for instance, calling us.
He says the majority of people are using many forms of communication to find new products, purchase goods, and sell items of their choice. For Mr. Dube, the only challenge is inaccessibility to mobile data for implementing some critical components of his business. Apart from companies, non-governmental organizations are reaching millions of people through the use of various social media platforms. Liberty Pepe, director of the National Youth Development Trust, a non-governmental organization based in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo, says they have thousands of followers on Facebook who access information on voter registration, youth programs, and community issues.
One of the pages that we are running has over 30,000 young people subscribed. And every day, through the comments that you see on Facebook, you actually see that young people are getting the message and responding to the message. So for me, we are actually reaching the target. We have not reached our maximum capacity, but we are on our way there. But the challenge is that there is another target of young people in rural areas that we are not reaching out to. It's easier to reach out to young people in urban areas.
Indications are that there are still few companies in Zimbabwe compared to countries like South Africa who use social media to develop their brands and market various commodities. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Gibbs Dube.